Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Mildred in Wheeling. Mildred writes, "My husband wasn't paying attention and he didn't hold the door for the lady behind us and she called him out. I told her that he is a gentleman. He is a gentleman and I apologize for him, but she kept coming for him. Why did he get upset because I stepped in?"
Well, I mean, maybe he didn't think it was worth getting in an argument with this woman y'all don't know about. I mean, but that's a lot of nerve. You can't check a man for not being chivalrous and if it ain't your man, because the world ain't built like that. But now you defended your man. He is a gentleman, but she kept coming for him. That's ignorant. That's ignorant. And you should not participate in ignorance, because a person that ignorant coming for your husband because he didn't hold the door, then you defend him and then she kept coming. Y'all got to get away from that situation, man. There's something wrong with this lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's probably what he was saying. Hey, you ain't got to do all that for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably was all of it. He ain't want you to get into it on his behalf with this woman that ain't in y'all's life. Now, if it was your mama at the door, then we got a different situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, CLO. Up next is Wyatt in Brooklyn. Wyatt writes, "I'm not working right now, but I can pay most of the household bills with savings and my unemployment check. I got a big sum of money from my uncle's estate, and I didn't tell my wife, and I don't want to. Is withholding info just as bad as lying?" Whoa.
It is nothing. It ain't even the same thing, though. It's two different things.
It's not.
No. Is withholding information same as lying? How could that be? You just didn't tell her. Lying is providing an untruthful fact. Because she don't need to know.
Well, that's not for you.
Because she gonna spin that too. No, me and him determined it.
You don't even know
him. I'm telling you why he didn't tell her about this money. He got this large sum of money he didn't tell his wife. You have got to keep some stuff to yourself. Let me ask you ladies something. Since y'all sitting over there trying to act all righteous and everything, don't y'all have some money somewhere your man don't know about? Yes,
no
you
comment.
Do.
No comment.
Yes, you. Carla, don't be looking off.
Huh?
No comment.
Huh? What'd your mama say? If you can hear me, you can hear me.
What you say?
You have some money somewhere that your husband don't know about. My wife got some money somewhere I don't know about. You right, I got some money somewhere. You right.
What if his wife finds out that he got this large settlement from the family? What if she
I had that happen too.
What happened? What? How'd you get out of that? What lie did you tell to get?
I ain't tell no lie.
What? Oh, you just didn't say anything. What happened?
Oh, that's right. God, dog. I ain't tell you. I'd be just a surprise. And let me tell you something, man. I got a large amount and did not mention it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brain so you weren't planning on sharing it or anything?
My wife can do anything she wants. Well, what is she? Ain't like she over here starving. No, it's all good.
Okay.
Got plenty. Let me sit on this for a minute and see how I feel.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Monty in Atlanta. Monty writes, My mother-in-law called me and asked why I'm not happy about coming to dinner at her house. My wife shouldn't have told her that, but since she did, I told my mother-in-law that I don't like her dog. She uninvited me, and I'm so happy, but my wife is trying to make me go anyway. I was uninvited. Do I have to go?
Okay, now, let me get this right. His mother...
In-law.
Asked his... Okay.
His mother asked him, why didn't he want to go to dinner at her house?
Oh, and then he said, because I don't like your dog.
Because I don't like your dog.
That's what his mother-in-law.
She uninvited him. Mm-hmm. Now the wife wants you to go anyway. Do I have to go? Yeah, you probably gonna have to go, dog.
You think he's still gonna have to go?
Yeah, but now if the mama done uninvited you, then you gotta call her and make an apology and then get reinvited. Yeah. But you're not going over to the girl mama house. You don't even know the hell you finna start. You don't go over there.
Yes. Well, what if it's about a dog, though. It's just not that he doesn't like the mother-in-law.
He just said he don't like the dog.
That means the dog is messing with him or something. I mean, you know,
I don't know if it's a little annoying dog or it's a big dog and he afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is. But, you know, all these people with these dogs, like when people come over my house and they say, hey, man, I'm afraid of your dog. Cool. I put the dog up. Go in there, man. Because I don't want nobody uncomfortable. He ain't free to walk around. You ain't human. You ain't bought nothing up in here. Plus, I don't have people over my house I don't like no way. So if you over there and you don't like, you probably going to meet Bear. And if he don't know you, you're in a situation. I have a Doberman. You're in a situation if he don't know you.
Ooh, a Doberman. Okay.
He know who supposed to be over there. And he know who don't. He a very intelligent dog. Now, if you over there and he don't know you, you're in a situation.
What's going to happen if he doesn't know you and you're there?
We have a family protection dog. He ain't just over. He ain't no pet.
Yeah, but what if you have guests? I mean,
yeah, you have somebody over your house who's never been over there.
Right.
He's put away. If you're over at the house and you around us, he know.
Oh,
they sitting in here talking. They cool. He gonna go up and smell you and go on about his business, and then he remember you. But that's it. Now, if you in that yard and you ain't around me and Marjorie, or one of them cats that work there all the time, you.
Okay, yeah, you're in a world of trouble.
Man. I don't know what to tell you.
What?
How you get in here, though? That's what I mean. Plus, that can't happen. How are you in here?
Wow.
You know.
All right, we have one more. This is our last one. This is from Taylor in Carrollton. Taylor writes, I got stood up twice by the same man. He's a doctor, and he was on call both times. I want to excuse it since he was seeing patients, but if he cared about seeing me, why did he schedule a date both times he was on call? Is he even trying?
Are you crazy? Do you know how being a doctor works? He on call every day. Right. In the life-saving business. Why would he schedule a date when he on call? What? Just because you on call don't mean you gonna get called. But if you do get called, you got to go to work. You don't need to date nobody. You need to be by yourself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.